this morning.
Late? How are you, Steve?
This is, I'm good. How are you doing?
This, I'm doing good.
Marvin?
How's the weather in Utah?
It has been very warm. It's cooled off a little bit, and I'm so thankful.
Oh, good. You're not getting the rain that the East Coast is getting?
We had a lot of rain in July. Didn't have any rain at all. No measurable rain in the month of June. But we got twice as much as normal in July. So it's been a very dry year. And very hot. Hottest July ever on record.
Really? Wow. Must have been hot.
We've had 19 days over 100 degrees. I mean, normal for the whole summer is 5, and we've had 19 this year.
Wow. It's been a very, very odd summer here in Maine, too. Had lots of rain. It's been cold. We've only had 2 weeks of warm weather. Very different.
Yeah, in May when I was out to Buffalo, it was pretty rainy over the weekend while we were there.
Mm-hmm. July, we got a lot of rain. Who's doing the call today, Char?
I am not sure. I haven't been on the calls for about 3 weeks. They've been doing mandatory 8 hours of week overtime, and that I have to get on the get into work to an hour and a half or a half hour before the call starts. So and that reminds me, I didn't record the call this morning. Come to think about it, got early and didn't do it.
What did you do for work?
Actually, maybe I did start the call. I just started the recording an hour and a half before the call actually starts.
Uh-huh. My goodness, Steve, you're run ragged.
Some days.
Some days. It sounds like every day for you. My gosh. I don't know what's happened to Monty. I got to send him an email, find his phone number, and give him a call. That's even better. Because he hasn't been on, this is the fourth Friday in a row, and he was always, he always let me know or sent me an email or something, so I don't know what's going on in his life. I need to find out. Maybe nobody else knows either. That's not good. So anyway, I'll do that this morning.
I got a text from him the other day. He actually called into my, call center for something, and got somebody, 4 feet away from me, and so they found out that Becky Ray found out that he was a friend of mine, so she told me about it. I texted him and he texted me back. Let me go back and find the text. I'll read you what he said.
Oh, okay, that would be great. So it was regarding the fact that he wasn't able to get on the caller.
You know, I'll just read this. Maybe it'll make sense to you.
Okay.
I'm going to have to bounce back and forth since I'm on my phone reading this.
Oh, that's
so.
Okay. I understand.
You're going to have to put up with the noise of the train, so.
That's okay.
Okay, it says here, I texted him on the 31st, hope you and yours are okay, and he texted back, I'm fine, a little bit burned out, and a few stressful situations have occurred in my life, but I'm fine, good health, just got to get these things taken care of. Thank you kindly. Have a great night. And then I texted him, did you get your phone fixed? And he says, yes, it wasn't my phone. When she gave me a number, she just transcribed two numbers wrong, and for some reason it was came up with what was happening. So it wasn't the problem. It was just a bad phone number she had given me. So I don't know what that was about either. But but anyway, at least it sounds like things are getting better. But
Okay. I'll just send him an email then, and let him know we're praying for him and hope that he, you know, is able to join us or something. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been
nice to be on the call this morning. I haven't been on for so long, but just when I start working an hour before the call starts, and I came on that one day when Nancy was on there, and I was trying to listen and get. And I muted myself, so I was giving instructions while Nancy was. I decided I wouldn't do that anymore.
That's all right. Those things happen. Two little tidbits that I thought were very interesting. And if I don't give them correct, somebody else that's on the line that heard it, make sure you correct me. But it was taking a lemon, freezing it, or taking lemons and freezing them, and then grinding the entire lemon over your food or whatever you want to put it in instead of just using the juice. The pulp and the rind and that pith that's on the lemon is far greater. Yeah, whatever which one it was. I don't know. It's about something he wanted you to see. No, that's not it. What it does is it so dramatically increases the value of the lemon. And the studies that were done on it was on 12 different kinds of cancer. And it was, this is what was given. I think it was Betty, and if she's on the line, she can back it. I'm sure that's what, the way it was said. 10,000 times more effective than chemotherapy, just a lemon, in fighting cancer cells and destroying them.
Wow.
Yeah. 12 different forms of cancer, and I don't think she read through the different cancers. I didn't hear that. If she did, I didn't get them down, let's put it that way. Anyway, it would be recorded on, it would have been Wednesday of this week.
Can you freeze lemon and grate it? Is that what you said?
You wash an organic, have it be an organic lemon. Wash an organic lemon because of the pesticides and so forth in the other one. Organic lemon. Freeze the whole thing and just grate it over your food. They said in the articles, the chefs have been doing this for years. They didn't let out, I guess. Or a lot of people didn't know about it. I ran into a gal, actually it was Charlotte here in the house, I think that said it. Someone told me that they had known that for years, but they thought it was just kind of a goofy thing, and I guess maybe never even did it. But as it turns out, it's something very valuable. Here's one other one, Steve, that I found very interesting. If a pregnant woman will utilize one serving of broccoli 3 times a week, the baby will be born with an immunity to cancer, a natural immunity to cancer. In other words, the cancer cells have been fought off. It's as though they've been immunized. I can't say that word. You know what I'm trying to say, immunized. Vaccinated, in other words, against cancer, whatever. And I thought, you know, how hard would that? I think that was from Royzen, Oz's partner. Now, he's not going to step out and make a statement that isn't accurate, being the head of one of the departments at Cleveland Medical Center.
That was given on the 700 Club.
Oh, was it?
It was attributed to Royzen, yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Onita. I just like to make sure I'm accurate as possibly I can be when I'm doing something, and I couldn't take too good a note on it because I was a little preoccupied with what was going on here. So, anyway. Little facts, especially when you've got a big family with lots of grandchildren that you care about.
How long does the immunization last?
He didn't say. You know, I mean, I guess it would be different with different things, you know, different types of vaccines or vaccinations. So I don't know whether they had a chance to even try and figure that one out. But with the baby born, as far as the cancer cells in him compare, or it, to compare to another child, that obviously that's what they were doing. I mean, they had to have some scientific proof for him to be saying it. That's bottom line.
Hey, what happened last night on the kickoff phone?
Oh my gosh. I can't even be, I heard it in the morning, and they were, the things they were asking for were things that were not directly related, but just would enhance it further, and I know they wouldn't have gotten clarification on those. But, anyway, the ones that came out were just absolutely, they've, revamped the packs, and the $320 pack went away. And what replaced it now is, even a better deal for everybody, because we get something back on it. There's, commissionable volume on it, and it's every bit as extravagant for the new person. As far as what I could gather from processing it while they were talking, anyway, it's a good deal. Very good deal. Everybody was really excited about it. So, have to go in and listen to it or read it, whichever. They'll have the flyers. They probably have the flyers up today already on some of that stuff. And then the continuation of the perks for the convention and people being able to reach the new levels. I mean, it's like, you know, if we can't find people that are destitute, that are motivated, that jump, will jump in and do this, something's wrong. Something's radically wrong. Because they've done everything except do it for us, as far as I'm concerned, and listening to what they've put together. Oh, I will give you a tidbit on the that came in on our call, and I don't know that it would have been done last night. Everybody was wondering about why they did. Did anybody hear the call last night at 6?
Yeah, no, I did.
Okay, so did they tell why they discontinued the little power patches?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That they didn't have control of that product and the
right.
Some of the patents. Yeah, okay. So there was a physical reason. And with the chip being so dramatically different and more effective, they didn't want to keep that in the line. It was like, you know, an oxymoron, working against yourself. I guess that probably isn't a good analogy, but anyway. And I can understand why. That doesn't mean for us that we can't grab a few extras while they're still available if we want them. So order them because they're gone. Let's see. The jade sticks.
August 1st.
That's the jade that went away August 1st. The little packet, the jade.
I think it's when they ran out of the other ones.
Still were way more effective than the chips in a lot of situations. I won't get anything with the chip, but I will with the patch. So that's
really. Well, they've got enough reasons behind them. I'm sure they wouldn't take them away if they felt that was the case and could make things work. Prices may have went up exorbitantly on it, and they don't want to pass them on to us. I mean, we don't know. We're not in manufacturing, and I don't want to be. I mean, I saw enough of that stuff close up when Denny had his business, what he had to do, and you just. I mean, I don't even want to try and second guess the stuff. They gave us an answer based on, you know, what they had, and anyway, that's the way it's going to be. I doubt that we could vote it back in, but I guess anybody could try if they, you know, sent evidence of what they're, you know, dealing with and so forth. But I would just say don't spend a whole lot of time on it if you want to send them a quick clip. And, you know, we'll be glad as leaders, any of us, to pass it on when we're asked to. So if we think we can get to another source or have availability to do that. Anyway, get what you need. They are reusable. They don't wear out. They might look crummy. You might lose them, but they don't wear out. So it's kind of like my mag steps that I cut down the center at the toe and fit around one of my flip-flops, and ever since I've worn them, people go, oh my gosh, and I had to tape them up. I wanted to make a pattern to make sure before I cut into another one that I was going to like the way they were working. They work wonderful. So for all you guys that see people out there with flip-flops that you think they would, or even have a pair, it's a reason why they either might want to get another pair or just go ahead and fix theirs so they can wear it all the time so they have the benefit. instead of having them in their shoes. Because people that wear flip-flops don't just wear them part of the time like I do. They live in them all summer long. A lot of people, especially the younger ones. So anyway, my 2 cents worth on that. Anybody have any comments? Questions?
No, I always make earrings out of the power patches, and I never got them done. So somebody was doing that for a while.
You were what doing?
Somebody was making earrings out of the power from the power patches.
Oh,
and
right.
I always had a pair.
I know. Ruth had a pair of them. I know she'd put into earrings. Not that hard to do. I mean, you can, you know, you could do it onto the stud right against your ear,
right
on the face of a little, just you know, from the jewelry. From the jewelry store, the craft store, the little findings of the that you use for making the jewelry. You know, super glue them on. Just have 2 or 3 extras in case it came loose. Or I think you could do it from a dangle, depending on what kind of materials you were using. But
yeah.
The idea of just having on, I guess it could be on the back of the ear also, where the clip is on the earring. If you're using clips or something those pads that pinch onto the earring, those big flat ones that slide in, that if you lose the back of your post, you can get those, and those come from the craft store too. I bought a package of them, and I know they're big enough that you could do it on the side of where, just, you know, not over the hole, of course, but just next to the hole that's going against your earlobe, and you'd never see them, and they would be there all the time, and they would be right close to the neck as well as right against the ear. I need to try a pair of those. That would be a good thing to do. While people still have a few of them left.
Did they end up being brown instead of gold at the last?
Some of them were black that came out. Were actually coated black, and I don't know what that was all about. They came black out of the package. They weren't discolored or anything else. It was the finish on it. That may have been part of the issue. I don't know. Who knows what that material was? You know, like I said, I don't want to ask the question.
Yeah, I think they had, the gold ones had nickel in them, so therefore, so many people with their body is acid, it reacts to the nickel in it, so that was a problem for some people.
Well, I know some of mine peeled off quite quickly and had no finish left on them, but it didn't bother me. They still worked, you know, and I didn't have any reaction to it, so it's not an issue. But, you know, you don't know what's happening with other people and what they're finding. So, anyway, end of that conversation. Oh, go ahead.
No, I just said thank you for the info.
Oh, you're certainly welcome. What did I do yesterday with food, or the day before, that I was going to tell you guys? Oh, another simple broccoli salad, since everybody's got lots of broccoli. And if you want to jot this down, we're going to be getting to the end, and I'm going to have to run here. I guess we got a few minutes or more left. It's a broccoli salad. This came from Fermentsite, so it's clean. 2 heads of broccoli, flowerettes cut to bite size. I use the whole stalk. I love the stalk even more than I love the tops of them. 1/4 of a cup, plus 2 tablespoons of, 1/4 of a cup plus 2 tablespoons of raisins divided. I guess I always put more in anyway, so I shouldn't say always, but anyway, I know I did, so I had about the right amount. I was thinking it was 1/4 of a cup divided into 2 tablespoons, but it's 1/4 of a cup plus 2 tablespoons of raisins divided. Right there, I used
Loretta has left the conference.
Not to confuse things, but I used figs because I had them handy, and I love figs, and so dried figs were my replacement, and it still was really good. I'm sure it would be just as good or better with the raisins. 1/4 cup of sunflower seeds. 1/4 cup of chopped onion. Okay. All of that goes into a big bowl, except 2 tablespoons of the raisins are left out. So it would be 1/4 of a cup of the raisins or whatever you're using for the dried. Okay, for the dressing, real, this is really simple. 3/4 cup of pomegranate juice. I used concentrated pomegranate juice that I have in the refrigerator that tells really well in a bottle that was happened to be 5 parts water to 1 part pomegranate juice. So that meant I used 1 ounce of pomegranate juice and 5 ounces of water, and that was the exact amount it called for. So anyway, however you come up with it, 3/4 cup of pomegranate juice and 1/2 cup of raw cashew butter or cashew macadamia nut butter. My substitute for that, because I don't keep those butters on hand, I just use the raw cashews, was about 2/3 cup of raw cashews. You always use a few more, a little bit more of the raw than you would the butter because it packs down. So anyway.